Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we open your word, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward and to take this service, Father, to bring us your word and not man's word. Lead us and guide us in all knowledge. Give us wisdom. Give us wisdom to use that knowledge in which he gives to us. Let him light our world, Heavenly Father. Light our world with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now be with us throughout the service. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be dealing here this evening with Matthew chapter 24. You know, God changed this morning's service. Instead of leaving me in the four Gospels, he took me out of them and put me back into Romans. But we're back now in 24. With this 24th chapter of Matthew, will tie in with a whole lot that we covered this morning from Romans. Because 24 is on the destruction of the temple and signs before the end. So let us get started here now. Chapter 24 and verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Think about that. He's telling them what is going to happen with this building of the temple. Now, verse 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? You see, they know the things that he says is true. And that's one of the things we need to really learn, is when we read something in this Holy Bible, it is true. And it will work, whatever it is. It is and will take place. But we all too often forget a lot of those things. But Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. You know, well, we're seeing that today, aren't we? Being deceived in a lot of places that call themselves churches and different kinds of groups even. I had a friend. He's gone on home now to be with the Lord Jesus. But he had a daughter that I'd see every now and then around, trying to get her into the church to get her life straightened out. Because she belonged to this new age movement. I don't know whether any of you know too much about that or not. But one of the things that they believed in was if you were sick, if you'd go hug a tree, you'd get well. I talked with her for years and gave her the word. And yet, you couldn't get her away from that belief, being just that deceived. And as I told her, if I go hug a tree, the only thing I'm going to get is a splinter. But, you see, that's the way it works. And just as they was trying to do with Paul and his teaching, if they could just get the people to really believe that in order to be saved, they had to be circumcised. They knew that that would bring them out from under grace and lead them back into the law that the Lord Jesus Christ had died and resurrected for to fulfill, to make things a lot better for you and I. Now these men here, they're wanting a sign or something to show what he is saying is going to come about, when it would be. Not so much a sign to know that it will be, but when it would be. Verse 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. We had that going on for years. I don't know how many of you was even around at the time that there was four or five all at one time, claiming to be the Lord Jesus, come back to earth, and had millions following him. Mung Sun Moon from Korea was actually the one with the most, and he had over a million following him, believing that he himself was the Lord Jesus Christ. They wasn't teaching that Jesus is coming. They was teaching, I am Christ. Follow me. And we had them even that set up and had their whole congregation to commit suicide by drinking poison. Number six. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. But we've been seeing wars and rumors of wars now for years. In fact, I don't think there's a nation anywhere that there's not some type of war going on. Now, verse 7, we see this going on right now. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. We have been having all of that going on for the past 20 or so years. You see, I don't know how many of you keep up with things or even keep up with the word, let alone other things that's going on. We've had earthquakes in the ocean now several times that has caused tsunamis to wipe out whole cities along the coast. We were told right here. We've got right now several countries that famine is so hard that the people of these countries, and especially their children, are dying by the thousands from starvation, with sicknesses that is caused even because with the famines and all, their waters that they're having to use now, even for drinking and cooking, they have to get out of creeks and things. The animals are also drinking from in and also use the bathroom in it. This is going on. It's on television every day. You can see it. They've got where they're trying to help these people even, and they are taking pictures of it to let us see what is going on. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. That's the beginning of sorrows. 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And what have we got right today in our own land right here? Our own government is against all Christians. They took the Lord Jesus Christ out of every place he was in. The first place they took him out of was they went against our children and took him out of our schools. Then he was taken out of all of our government offices. And then it came out to her in public prayer, you're not to end your prayer by using his name. When the word of God tells you how to pray, and when it tells you how to pray, it tells you to pray to the Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. And when you do that, he says, you know that I hear from heaven, and you know that if I hear from heaven, your wishes will be granted. But you're told to pray in Jesus' name, and our government is telling us no. And won't allow it in public places. And they took it away from our military chaplains. Your military chaplains are not allowed to pray and end their prayer in Jesus' name. If they do, they can be court-martialed, kicked out of the army, lose all of their income and everything. Not today. Now, 10. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And that is going on. They're marching in the streets, even in our capital, with hate for God's people. 11. And many false prophets shall raise and shall deceive many. And we've got a lot of them out there today. A lot of them, they're in our churches deceiving their whole congregation. They're on their way to hell, and they're taking their congregation with them because the congregation is sitting listening to them, not knowing any better, and doing exactly they are telling them they can do. That is, and it's contrary to the word of God. And here in our county, I can show you one example of the acceptance of things that are contrary to God's word that is really working. And one of them is 1 Timothy chapter 2. Most all of our denomination or churches as accepting and teaching against that and telling people that it's all right. They don't have to believe that. They can accept something else that's different. And that's women in church. And tell me, oh, Pastor, you're a woman hater. No, I'm not. I wish I had a church full of them. God has got to work for a godly woman. There is nothing any greater that God can give to a man than a godly woman. Because she can be such help with him in his life. But she wasn't called to be a pastor. And it's in two different places. You got it in 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter. Then you got it again in 1 Corinthians 14th chapter. And for her to get up into that pulpit and even speak, the word says, is a shame. I know there's some that will hear this that really don't believe in what I'm saying because they've been around where the wrong thing has been taught. But let's just see what the word really says about it. I'm going to make it short, but I'm going to leave it in setting where it is. I'm going to start with verse 11, 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let the women learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. He goes on to say why. I'm not going to get into that. That'll come later on. But now let us go. 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, because I told you there that he even gets stronger than that. And by the way, that word back there in Timothy, where he tells them that he does not suffer a woman to teach nor usurp authority, that word suffer means to allow or permit. So he's telling you, he does not allow or permit them to do it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I'm going to start here with 32. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion. He don't aim for you to be confused. He's not the author of confusion. You're to listen to and to obey his word. But of peace, as in all churches of the saints. As in what? All churches of the saints. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Now you tell me where they get the idea that it's all right for that woman to be your pastor. And right now, we have got five churches here in this one county that was pastored by a woman that is now no longer operating. And the last one that I know of that has happened here last is the Webster Methodist Church. They put a woman pastor in there and she tore it up and they closed it. It is now closed. Got another one out on 79 out there right in the edge of Brandenburg. It's right on the verge of closing because they've got a woman in there. She's got rid of all the congregation. They're down to about 2 to 3 people. The one right down the street from where I live and where I'm speaking from right now is a church of 100 people. It was full. The congregation was full. And they put a woman in there. Now they're between 5 and 8 And they are saying they're going to have to close by the end of the year. You can't look contrary to the Word of God and do anything. All right, now. He said that many false prophets shall raise and shall deceive many. 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And we're seeing that too, all around us. Mankind doesn't care for mankind anymore. You need help, you can't hardly get it. Unless you're lucky enough that you can go to some government agent and you may get a little help, but it won't be enough to really help you. Might sustain you for a little while. 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Just hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep holding on to him. Keep serving him. And do it until the end, and you'll be saved. 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And right now, the word of God is going out about every place in the world. Now, there's still some that are probably not hearing it because they don't have the right kind of equipment yet to receive it. But just like this message I'm preaching right now, I'm going everywhere the internet goes right now. Think about it. Now, When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Now, you know, we must be taken in sincerity. You know, and since a lot of the disciples would not live to see this take place, one of the footnotes in my Bible gives it, the abomination of desolation referred to Daniel, where Antiochus the profanation of Jewish temple worship would foreshadow a seminar and more severe act by the egotologist in the Antichrist, whereas Antiochus offered a pig on the sacrifice altar. You see, that's what the Antichrist is going to do. Hey, you're talking about mockery of God. He's going to set in the temple. The Antichrist is. And he's going to offer a pig on the altar. A pig to the temple is an unclean animal. It's not to be done. It's not to be used. But he's using it to mock God. These things are not far off, like man is thinking today. I pray that a lot of these right at the end time I don't see, but I'm afraid I will. Now, 16. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains, and let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. He's talking now here about the Jewish people, because they're going to be the first that's going to be hit the hardest. And right now, the land of Israel right today is surrounded, completely surrounded by enemies. And they are getting rocket fire and everything every day. They're losing buildings every day and lives by enemy fire. He shouldn't take anything out of the house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Don't even go back to get your clothes. Just take off from there. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that get suck in those days. Because they're going to really have it rough. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. In other words, just letting you know, nothing we've seen will ever match this. Now, 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened, because of those that are the children of God that are still living in that day and time, those days will be shortened. 23. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. 24. For there shall raise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Think about it. This is all coming. And part of it has even happened. Because you see, most all of theirs is all done through fake deception. We had a lot of that going on once before, back several years back. I was here during that time. So I saw it. And yet, mankind is still declaring that time as being a great time. Well, there were some great things that did happen during that time. But there was also a lot of deception and deceiving going on. Now, Twenty-five. Behold, I have told you before. 26. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Every eye is going to see him. His coming is going to shine from the east to the west. 28. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for today, that we still can worship the Lord Jesus Christ without facing jail or death. But that is not very far off at all. In fact, a lot of us that are teaching this today, that's actually teaching the truth of this word, a lot of us, I firmly believe, will face jail time for doing so, and even death. I believe we're that close, according to God's word. Now, 29. Oh boy. This is another controversy before I get into this. Another controversy that's going on today. When is Jesus coming for his church? When is the rapture going to be? When is coming? Some says before tribulation. Some believe in the middle of the tribulation. And some believe at the tribulation. Actually, the Bible tells us, we'll be getting into that a little later too. Because it does tell us in its way. 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he shall send his angels with great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect four winds from one end of heaven to the other. Now, what did he say? He puts it plain. Exactly what is going to happen. Now, Now learn a parable. Fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is now. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. And we're seeing most of that right now when he's telling us this generation shall not cease until all these things be fulfilled. Now, is it my generation? Is it my children's generation? Or is it my grandchildren's generation? But he's speaking about one of those generations. So even if you get to my great-grandchildren's generation, that's still not that far off for the work we need to be doing in order to get as many in to be saved as what we need to be working on to get done. Now, 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. This word is not going to pass away, because this word is life and death. It's life if you believe it, if you live it. It's death if you don't believe it and you don't live it. And it means you'll either spend eternity in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ, or you're going to spend eternity in hell with Satan and his angels and everybody that's lost, and in that lake of fire that will burn forever and the worm never dies. But it's all of mankind's choice. We all can choose how we want to live. Don't blame God if you don't make it. He's gave you everything you need. He's gave us all the knowledge we need. He's gave us all the help we need. He gave us his son that died, that took all of our sins, sickness, and disease to the cross. He arose, went to heaven, sent back the Holy Spirit to you and I on the day of Pentecost to bring us the power of Almighty God for you and I to use to do and accomplish the work that the Lord God wants accomplished. Think about it. And yet, look how many is denying. 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Only Father God knows. Not even the Lord. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the earth. Think about that. Now, then what are we doing? Same thing right now. 39. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. Pardon me. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what your Lord doeth, what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. Put this to us straight. But you see, we don't have to only watch for when he's coming for the church. We've also got to watch when he's coming for us as individuals. Are we ready to meet him? Either way. Because it takes the same thing to be ready to meet him, whether it's individually or whether it's by the church. Individually, you won't make heaven your home. You wind up in hell. And if you're not ready when he comes to church, you're going to be left behind and wind up in hell. 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and to drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, letting him know where he's going, because hell is where there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He's already told us that. We've already passed that part where he told us about that. And we're going to stop here. Be picking back up here, God willing, come morning, if he don't change things on me. So let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for a time that we can come together to fellowship, to have that fellowship, Father, love one for the other, and to work with each other, Father, to make heaven our home. And help us, Father, to reach out into this lost, dying world that we are living in, that brings someone else that's walking in darkness. Help us to lead them, Father, out of darkness into light, that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, Father, that you keep us all filled to running over with the Holy Spirit, so that we can do the work that the Lord Jesus Christ was doing while he was here on this earth. It is needed, Father, in this day and time, that you know, and that is what you are looking for and wanting. And you are looking at us, Father, as one that the Lord and the Holy Spirit can use in order to see that these things are done. Give us knowledge and wisdom. The knowledge of your word, the knowledge of your will and your way, and the wisdom to use it. Now, Father, be with us through this night, and as we separate, keep us in health, keep us safe, let us rest through the night, Father, and raise in the morning, ready to meet another day and to work for you through the day and come together at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and back into your word. Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. I told you I could spend all evening with the Lord. And he was sure working on me.